Well, hello, hello, hello out there, everybody, and welcome to another episode of AP Empowers. It's your girl AP coming to you today to hopefully motivate, encourage, and inspire you to be about your business, all right? To go out and get it. We are in 2022. What have you done to make sure that this year is going the way that you need it to go, okay? It's time out for waiting. It's time out for wanting. It's time for action. You guys know my mantra is action is required. So what are you doing to act upon the things that you said that you were going to get in 2022? I'm going to share with you guys a little bit today about some of my ventures that I've already undertaken this year in 2022, but also some of the aspirations that I plan to move forward in this year. And I hope you guys are ready and ready to take notes. Today we're going to talk about criticism a little bit, and so I'm going to get into that. But of course, first I want to do some housekeeping. I want to say that this episode is being brought to you by our sponsors, CWP Sports Consulting. CWP Sports Consulting is all about helping high school athletes and their parents get prepared for the recruitment process. We just had the NFL draft. There are a lot of young, happy young men out there. We've had the WNBA draft. There are a lot, you know, it's a draft that goes on for every sport every year in a sense, but the NFL is probably one of the bigger ones. So we just had that. So again, encouraging parents and athletes to get involved, to not wait until the latter years of your high school career to be prepared to be in position to get drafted, right? So there is a process. There are things that everyone needs to do. So those are our sponsors today. If you need to reach out to them, they are on coachwithpride.com. So you can go there and shoot them an email or respond to some of their messages on their website, and they will set you up with a consultation so that they can see if they are a good fit for you or if you are a good fit for them as well. So thank you to our sponsor, CWP Sports Consulting. So reach out to them today and they will definitely be able to help you with that. But moving forward, also, you guys know on the last time we chatted, I talked about my When Women Lead networking social, talked about getting that going again. And I'm excited about that. It looks like it's not going to happen. We're in May now. It looks like it's not going to happen in May. So I'm looking at June, if not mid-July, to get the event going for this year. I've got a lot of ladies inquiring. I've got ladies that are already interested in sponsorship. But if that's you, if you are interested in being a sponsor for the event, if you have a venue and you would like to host our event at your venue, please reach out to me. That is Angela at coachwithpride.com. Reach out to me and I can definitely get with you and see what we can't make happen as far as this When Women Lead Networking Social. It is a different type of networking event, ladies, and I'm really excited to be bringing it back. I have been doing a lot of traveling, therefore that's why I have not been able to get it pinned down for the month of May, because I've been in and out of the country and I've been just doing a lot of different ventures and things for myself. Self-care and self-love is number one and is top on my priority list. I'm going through a lot of transitions in my life with my young adults. I have a new grandchild. There are just so many things happening in my life. And so being able to celebrate me, being able to take time out for me, has been, one of the top things on my list. Because sometimes, guys, I don't know if you know, but some of us can get lost in everybody else, right? We're so concerned about everybody else. We're so concerned with being a mom. We're so concerned with being a wife. We're so concerned with being a husband, until where we forget about ourselves, right? So AP has been definitely dedicated to just loving on herself and making sure that I'm getting the things that I need so that I can be fulfilled, so that I can pour back into my clients, so that I can come onto this podcast and give you guys the best of me, right? So there's just been a lot of things going on so far. We're in the fifth month of the year. Can anybody believe that? We're in 2022 and we are already in May. OMG, time waits for no man. Time is not stopping. It is not waiting for you to come around. It's not waiting for you to be ready. Time continues to move. And with that being said, you know, action is required. Whatever it is that you said that you were setting out to do in this year, hey, we're almost at the midway point of the year. So if you've not started on that thing, give me a call. Again, I coach from the business perspective, helping you kind of get going with your goals. I, of course, focus a lot on women, encouraging and mentoring and empowering women to, you know, take care of themselves, to put themselves first sometimes, and to get out and get what God has for them. But it's not just about women. Men, I am here for you as well. So if you need a coach, if you need someone to help you with your goals, if you need someone to help you move forward in 2022, okay, not backwards, but forward, I am your person, okay? Reach out to me again, Angela@coachwithpride.com, and I would love to get with you and help you get to your next destination, okay? All right, so enough about the housekeeping of things, but anyway, again, I always want to encourage you guys to get going, but today, what did I say we were talking about? We're talking about criticism. I actually have been reading a lot and doing a lot of, again, like self-care and self-help myself, right, to try to get, you know, myself going and get things, you know, moving again in the right direction for me. So, but with that being said, I came up with this concept, or I ran across it, or I may have read something about criticism. And so what I said I wanted to do was come to you guys today and talk a little bit about, you know, my thoughts on criticism. A lot of people talk about criticism and talk about, you know, they don't like criticism. Nobody really wants someone else to criticize them, meaning no one wants your feedback on their situation or what they're doing or how they're doing. Most people hate criticism, right? For the most part. And so, but what I wanted to come to you today to say is that criticism is not a bad thing. In most cases, it's not. Like, it can be, and it can be always taken a different way because it's always someone else's perspective, right? But it doesn't have to be a bad thing. If someone takes the time to criticize you, maybe it's that person caring about you. Maybe it's that person looking at you and seeing more in yourself. But I want to encourage somebody today, just because someone else has a critique for your life or your situation, first off, you don't even have to value that. But second off, I just want to say that it does not have to always be something that we turn into something negative, right? It is so easy to see the negative in situations instead of getting the positive out of situations, because a critique can actually make you better if you will take that critique and receive it, you know, and move forward to make the situation more positive for yourself, right? For you. Make the situation better for you. Criticism really should just be perceived as information only. But the information could also be used to help you improve. And nothing more. Like, and that's what it should be used for. It should be about your growth. I do think that criticism, like I said, gets a bad rap, and people always see it from a negative perspective, but it doesn't have to be that way. I always encourage you guys to do some paradigm shifts, to stop thinking about things the way other people have taught you to, the way society sees things. You have to think for yourself. You have to believe in yourself, and right? And so when you do that, you can see that, okay, if someone took the time to criticize me, I'm actually going to look at this situation myself. I'm going to see if I can benefit from this. I'm going to see if I can't take this information and turn the situation for my good. I'm going to see if I can't take this situation and get better because of it, because someone was thinking about me, because someone was observing me, because someone is looking at my situation. And yes, maybe they don't know your situation. Maybe they don't know the whole story. Maybe they don't know how hard you work, but who cares? You can still take that information and move and drive yourself to where you want to be. Not for them, not for the benefit of them, not for making them feel good, for the benefit of yourself. If you put yourself in a better situation, ladies and gentlemen, that's definitely a W. That's a win. You guys know winning is a mindset. I always look at things from a winning perspective, and I think criticism is no different. I think we've got to stop putting so much weight on the negativity of criticism. Criticism can be a valuable thing. It's all in how you perceive it, right? And it's all in what you choose to act upon. Action is always required. And I feel like if someone took the time to criticize you, maybe they see more potential in you than you see in yourself. Maybe we should not be looking at criticism as such a negative component of our lives or a negative component of conversations. Maybe it is something that really, in all honesty, should be a driving force, right? For us to grow, for us to get better, for us to improve, right? And nothing more, like nothing more, nothing less. If something can make you improve, How is that not a win for you? Forget about, you know, the loss in the situation. But even in a loss, you have to have a winning mindset. Even when I lose, I win, because there is a lesson in loss, right? There's a lesson in even when you lose. What did you learn from that? Why did you lose in that situation? And so using that information, using a loss to get better, is nothing different than what I'm talking about with criticism. Again, I think sometimes we get so caught up and the water is so muddy because we're so used to seeing things from a one-sided perspective. Well, today that changes for you guys. AP Empowers is coming to you today to tell you, stop putting so much weight on criticism being negative. Take the criticism and use it for your good, for your growth. Use it to empower yourself to be better. That is what it should be about. Nothing more, nothing less. And from the standpoint of people criticize those that maybe they want to be like. People criticize those that maybe, like I said, they see a little bit more in than that person sees in themselves. And if that's the situation, like I said, you still can spin that thing. You can take it and spin it for your good in every situation, because your growth and you getting better is a win for you. And so when you're winning, who cares what someone else thinks, right? If you're getting better, who cares what someone else thinks? If you're growing, who cares if someone else is not growing, right? And so that's the perspective that I want you guys to start viewing criticism from. That's the perspective that you've got to start seeing things from a lens that, you know, and it's not even about, you know, half empty or half full, because that's really always how, you know, somebody looks at it. But all I'm saying is that the criticism is information. Take that information, use it to empower yourself. Take that information and use it for good instead of moping and complaining and talking about it all the time from a negative perspective. It does not have to be negative. Criticism, repeat after me, criticism is not a bad thing. Criticism is not a bad thing. It's not a bad thing because you can and you should use it to be better. You can and you should use it to grow. You can and you should use it for your W's, right? If you've been taking L's and someone is critiquing you and someone is feeling, you know, being very opinionated about your situation, you can take those opinions and you can turn them around for your good. Trust me and believe me. But it's up to you. It's all up to you. And it's all up to what you're willing to do, how hard you're willing to work, what action you're willing to take, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So there you have it, folks. Criticism in a nutshell. I know it was short and kind of sweet today, but I just really, like I said, that dropped into my spirit. And I said, I know that this can bless somebody. I know that this can help someone else. And so, of course, I decided to bring it to you today. That is what inspiration and motivation and empowerment is about. We can always be inspired by others, but ultimately, guys, ultimately, ladies and gentlemen, the action is always up to us. It's about what you're willing to do about it. And again, today we're talking about criticism not being a bad thing, but it's also, it's always about your action. It's always about what you're willing to do, how far you're willing to go for your W. And that's really what I want to encourage you today. If you're trying to win, if you're trying to get your W, I don't care what the situation is. I don't care if it's in your business. I don't care if you're a student and it's about your schoolwork. I don't care if you're a parent and it's about your kids. I don't care if you're a wife and it's about your husband. How are you going to win? And if people are criticizing you, maybe there's just that other level that you're trying to get to. There is always another level. You guys know I've been talking about that since I've started this podcast. There's always another level. I don't care who you are, what your situation is. How are you going to get to that next level? Do you want to get to that next level? Or would you rather just sit back and say, woe is me and everybody's not on my team? Because everybody's not going to be on your team. Everybody's not supposed to be on your team. Everybody can't go with you. Everybody's not supposed to go with you. And as soon as you figure that out, the better off we all will be. But criticism, stop blaming it on criticism. Stop blaming other people. Figure out how you're going to act on your situation to make your situation better, period. That's it. That's all. It's nothing else. That's what it is. It's about you acting on your situation, and criticism is no different. So if someone takes the time to criticize you, I just want to encourage you today. Take that criticism and spin it. Take that criticism and grow. Take that criticism and own it. Okay. Like some, you know, again, not all criticisms are equal, right? Or judged the same. So some criticism can be negative, some criticism, but even if it's negative, if you take that thing and spin it and turn it around so that you can be better, You are winning. Okay? You're winning. And that's what it's about. So I hope you guys got something from this podcast today. If you did, please share it with someone else. Encourage someone else. Use it to encourage someone else. That friend that calls you and is like, woe is me, or I'm feeling this type of way, or da da da, say, hey, I got a podcast for you. AP Empowers was talking about this just the other day. And share it with them. Share it on your social media. Leave me a comment. Let me know what you think. Do you agree with me on the criticism thing? Do you think criticism is not necessarily a bad thing? What are your thoughts on it? I'd love to hear from you. But in the meantime, in between time, guys, look for me all over social media. I'm author Angela Pride on Facebook. I'm Coach with Pride on Instagram. And I'm Coach Pride on Twitter. So hit me up. Let me know what you think. You guys be blessed. Have a fantastic rest of your day. Bye-bye.